Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for this blessed day. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that he has given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to give you the phone number. It's 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So on this blessed Saturday, today we are coming with two broadcasts. This is the first of two. This one will be a 30-minute broadcast. It will be Brother Robert Gross and myself. And we're still dealing with faith. The title of this message today, The Original Setup, Faith, and this is part two. And my brother is going to come before you today, as he had told you on Thursday and talk to you about this God kind of faith. He's going to talk to you today about how do we get this God kind of faith. Amen. How do we get it? What does the Word of God have to say about it? And so as I wait for my brother to join us, thank God for the precious Word of God and the Spirit of God. Thank God for all of you who been listening to the broadcast. And I pray that God bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless, brother.
Hello, how are you today, brother?
Oh, man, blessing the Lord. Thank God for another golden opportunity to put some more licks on the enemy. Amen.
Amen. Just
keep popping them. Not letting up on them. You know,
amen.
Because he ain't going to let up on us, so we ain't going to let up on him. Amen.
That's right.
Praise be to God.
Absolutely.
So
right.
Once again, we thank God for all of you that are listening. As my brother opened up with prayer, we are going to go into the message today. Go ahead, brother.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we invite you in to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, Lord God. Father, we ask you to lead us, guide, direct us, Lord God, into all truth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give us enlightenment. Give us illumination. Give us insight, Lord God. Give us your revelation of your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are today, once again, the title of this message is The Original Setup, Faith, Part 2. And my brother is going to come before you to let you know how do we get this God kind of faith. As he had told you in part one on Thursday, we come to understand that faith is of the one of the foundational principles. Now, we had talked to you about God has set up a foundation for his church to be built upon. And faith is one of the parts of the foundation, okay, and not just any kind of faith, but the God kind of faith. And so
amen.
My brother today is going to lay down for you, how do we get this faith? You know, some will be listening and say, hey, okay, if God, Lord Jesus laid down this foundation that we ought to be founded upon this faith, this God kind of faith that you guys are talking about, how do we get it? So I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother, and he's going to talk how do we get this kind of faith. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to go to the Matthew, the 8th chapter, start at the 5th verse.
Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 5, right?
Yes, sir.
For those of you listening, we're going to Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 5. Praise be to God. If you have your Bibles, we ask that you turn with us. If you don't have it, hey, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, hey, write this down that you may go look up look it up yourself. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 5. And the word of God says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that follow, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Okay, brother.
And Jesus said, okay.
Okay. My brothers and sisters, do you understand what the Lord is saying here? Okay. Now, Jesus, he was entering to Capernaum, and they came to him a centurion. And he asked him, Lord, my servant is lying at home sick of palsy. And Jesus Christ says, I'll come and heal him. Right?
Amen.
And then the centurion says, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Man, that's spectacular, isn't it?
That Amen.
This centurion had this kind of faith, okay? He had the kind of faith, hallelujah, this is God's kind of faith, okay? The kind of faith that he had was God's kind of faith, okay? Well,
Amen.
He believed God, okay? He believed that Jesus could heal his servant, okay? He believed that Jesus Christ didn't have to come to his house and lay his hands on his servant. All he had to do was speak the word. How did he get
Amen.
That revelation? How did he get that revelation? How did he get that knowledge? Well, see, faith is a funny thing because it works if you believe. Okay, that's all it is to it. You know? It's not
Amen.
A great mystery. It's not a great mystery. If you believe, this centurion apparently heard about Jesus, that
Amen.
He was a healer, okay? And he asked Jesus to heal his servant, okay? Jesus said, okay, I'm going to come, I'm going to lay hands on him, okay, and heal him, okay? But the man says, no, you don't have to do all that. Just speak the word. Hallelujah. Because this man understood authority. That's authority there. You see that authority that Jesus Christ
Amen.
Has, okay? Oh, then this is the same kind of authority that you're supposed to have in Christ, okay? Well, a lot of people say, well, I don't believe. Well, if you don't believe it, you're not going to get it. Okay?
Amen.
He says, I'm a man under authority, okay, and I have soldiers under me, okay, and whatever I tell them to do, they do it, and whatever I tell them to go, they go. If I tell them to come, they come, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Simple as that. Hallelujah. And when Jesus, the 10th verse says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, the people of God said they had this kind of faith, but they didn't. Huh?
My God.
So, now, this example here is telling you something, okay, that just because you say, Lord, Lord, and just because you're following Jesus around, okay, so-called following him around, okay, you know, that don't mean that you are the servant that you think you are, okay? And these people, these were Jewish people following him around, okay? But they didn't have the kind of faith that this man had.
Amen.
And this man was a pagan, okay? Okay? He was what you call it, a Gentile, okay? But he believed in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, when Jesus Christ first came on the scene, okay, and you know, you read that scripture in Luke, right, where Jesus Christ, when he first ministered, okay, he stood up there, okay, and his first sermon, and he told them, in your ears, this day is this word fulfilled, okay? They looked at him and said, oh, man, you blaspheme. Now we're going to kill you. We're going to have to kill you. We got to get rid of you now because you're going too far. They didn't believe Jesus. Israel didn't believe people. Okay? They didn't believe Jesus, okay? That's what the first book, the first chapter of John tells you this, okay, that they didn't believe him, okay? Jesus also said in the 16th chapter that they don't believe him, that they didn't believe him. You know, that people didn't. That's why Jesus Christ come to the world to cause people to believe in him, okay? But the world did not believe Jesus, okay? Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you see this point here, okay? You see this point that Jesus Christ is making, okay? And he says, you better point to yourself when you read this, okay? You better look at yourself closely, okay?
Amen.
Because Jesus is talking to you also, okay? He ain't just talking to those Jewish people, okay? He's talking to you too. Because the Lord has sent a messenger, and you have said, no, I don't believe that. There ain't no John the Baptist coming. He ain't coming. He ain't coming. He can't come. He had his head chopped off because of the traditions of your fathers and the doctrines of men. You don't believe that John the Baptist is come, okay?
Yeah.
You believe it's impossible. That Jesus ain't did that. But you know something? People have swallowed this lie, hook, line, and sinker, about they're going to be raptured out of here before any persecution come up on them. Huh?
Wow, yeah.
They swallow that lie, hook, line, and sinker, but they see many people across the world, around the world, being persecuted for Christ's sake, being beheaded, okay, being killed, being shot, being beaten to death, and they think that, hey, the ball's going to stop when it comes to us in America.
Yeah.
And all the people in America, all the people in America is hoping that this rapture will take place before the persecution. Now, at least they understand, they know that it's a persecution coming to America, right? They said that much at least, okay? But they don't believe that they're gonna be in this persecution when it comes. You know? Isn't that something? That Jesus Christ, what example did Jesus Christ show concerning that thing, okay? About that the persecution, okay? What pattern did he show concerning that? What did he say? What did he do? Okay, he told his disciples, he says, if they heard my word, they're going to hear your word. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. What did they do to Jesus? What did they do to Jesus?
Crucified.
Now, and then we said that we close our eyes and said, no, that didn't happen. Jesus Christ, he was killed by good people. Jesus Christ was not killed by good people. Jesus Christ was killed by people that did not believe in him, did not believe who he was. Okay, which started with the Jewish people. Okay, they didn't believe who he was. Okay,
amen.
Except for the Jewish people that was following him, but the high priest, those people there, they didn't believe. Those people at the very top, those people that should have believed, did not believe Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to give it over to my brother, Nathaniel. You got it, brother.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. You know, and we appreciate it, brother, that you have been letting the people know about how we get this faith. And, you know, it's very interesting when we look at this. You know, the Lord said that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And I want to look at Romans chapter 10 right quick. So we have a few minutes here to go along with what my brother was saying here and showing you, you know, when one asks, how do I get this faith? You know, you guys are talking about Jesus has set a foundation that, you know, we are to have faith. And once again, that's true. And as my brother has showed you, as we've been talking about, as we're looking at today, when one asks, how can I, and as my brother told you, this is the God kind of faith. Now, this is not any kind of faith, okay? This is the God kind of faith. This is the faith that you need. This is the faith that moves God, okay? The God kind of faith. Now, he says something very important, as he used in Apostle Paul, that goes with what my brother was saying. Remember when the centurion, as we read here, and Jesus said, well, okay, your servant in this condition, I will come and heal him. And this, notice the centurion said, you know, just speak the word only. Now, that was a key. Because in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, you know, God used the Apostle Paul. You know, when you're looking at the mouth of two or three witnesses, many times one of the witnesses God used, he would have them to speak this thing plain, okay? You know, when you look at it, he'd have you speak it plain. Now, when the centurion said, speak the word only, that's interesting that he told Christ to speak the word only, as my brother pointed out. We hear through the Apostle Paul, he plainly tells you, he said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay? So we get this faith by hearing the word of God. And we notice that in what Paul said, he was specific. Okay? In other words, he didn't say faith coming by hearing the word. Well, then, if he'd have left that and God knows man, man would say, oh, okay, well, maybe I can listen to the word of Farrakhan and get this faith. Nope. Maybe I can listen to the word of Mary Baker Eddy and get this faith. Nope. Not going to work. Wait a minute. Maybe I can listen to the word of Allah and get this faith. Nope. Not going to work. He was specific. Amen. It comes by hearing the word of God. So hearing the word, that means when the word is taught, when the word is preached, whether the word is spoken prophetically or the rhema word, when you hear it, faith is there. Okay? Whenever the word is given, once again, in teaching, preaching, exaltation, prophetic word, when it is given, faith is right there. you for you to take hold of, okay, you have to hear the word of God. The centurion says, speak the word on it. Because he was speaking to the one who is the word. Amen. And he knows
Amen.
That if Christ said it, it's done. Amen. This is why it's important to study the word of God, people. Because we've been hurting ourselves because we're asking questions that the word has to answer. And we are praying amidst. We're praying some stuff that's out of the will of God. Why? Because we don't know God's word concerning it. And this is where it's hurting people, because there are people who professing to be believers actually think you don't need to study the word of God. And then we wonder why some of the prayers ain't being answered. We're praying out of the will. Now, if you want to walk by faith in the area, you say, well, I got a situation. I want to know what God thinks. Well, go to the word. Go to the word of God. And see, when you go to the word of God and the word of God covers what you need, oh, my goodness, you have something to stand on. That will give you the faith.
Amen.
I mean, I don't care if it's financial blessing, healing, spiritual blessings, whatever it may be, whatever the word of God says, whether you're reading it to yourself, whether it being taught or preached to you, faith cometh by hearing the word of God. He was specific on that. Amen. Once again, not the
Amen.
Word of Harry Krishna, not the word of Mary Baker Eddy or Elijah Muhammad, not their words. That's not going to bring the God kind of faith. That's not going to, that ain't how you get the God kind of faith. See, brother, God is very, you know, wise. He know man. And he know not to let Paul just say, faith coming by hearing. Now, if he'd have cut it off like that, you know, people like, oh, I can listen to whatever I like, and that'll give me that faith. Nope. That ain't going to do it. He said, faith coming by hearing the word of God, straight up specific. And the centurion said to Jesus, speak the word only. That's all you have to do. Speak the word
Amen.
Only. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Speak the word. Glory. Mm.
Amen.
And Jesus set this faith up on this foundation that all we had to do is what? Hear the word. Hear the word and we'll get the faith. And not just any word, once again, his word. Okay.
His word. That's right.
Not the word of grandpa and grandma. No, not their word. If grandpa and grandma's word contradict what God said, if I wouldn't take hold of it. It ain't going to get you to God kind of faith.
Amen.
Amen. It coming by hearing the word of God. I don't know why people think that God can't be specific, but he can. God can be specific, okay? And he says specifically the word of God. The centurion didn't say to Jesus, have your servants to just say something. No. He said, Lord, you speak the word only. You speak the
Amen.
Word. Okay?
Amen.
I don't need your servants to have to say something, because I know that ain't going to carry no weight. That ain't going to handle the situation, okay? You speak the word. You ain't even got to come on my roof, okay? Just speak it, and it shall be done. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, one more thing I want to say to that before we close. The Bible said in that verse 17, chapter, is that faith coming by hearing. Now, notice how it's spelled. When it's saying hearing, that means continuous. Not you just heard 3 years ago and you stopped hearing, okay? You ain't listening. You didn't turn a deaf ear. Now, faith coming by hearing, that means you continually doing it, continually heeding it, because heed is another word for hearing. Continually
Amen.
Heeding the word of God. Not that you want to hear it today and tomorrow you decide, I don't know. I don't know. No, you got to continually take in heed to the word, okay? It's hearing. Not faith came when you heard. That is not past tense. Or faith
Amen.
Coming when you will be hearing. No, that's future. No, right now. And it is a continuous thing. So if you're in the word of God and you need healing and you look up the scripture said by Jesus Christ, by his stripes you're healed. Okay, you hearing the word right then today. Don't decide tomorrow that, because it seemed like the pain hit harder that, oh, I don't know, man, I don't know. Well, you didn't stop taking heed, okay? So
Amen.
You're not continuous. It is a continuous thing, okay? So I'm going to let my brother close out with a closing prayer. Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for revealing your word, Lord God, for giving your word
yes,
in due season, Lord Jesus, for revealing your word, Lord God. Hallelujah, for you are the God of revelation, O Lord God. You are the God, hallelujah, that reveals things, O Lord God, hidden things, O Lord God. You are the God, hallelujah, and you want your people to know your word. Bless them,
yes,
Lord God, with all spiritual knowledge, understanding, and light, and illumination in Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God, that they may know the height, depth, length, Lord God, and width, Lord God, of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That they might know you, Lord
yes,
God.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing your people, Lord God, with your knowledge, with your understanding,
yes,
with
Lord.
Your illumination, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for anointing our minds, O Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For preventing the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah, from overtaking us, Lord God, from hindering us, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To the Lamb. Thank you,
glory
Father. You
Lamb.
Give us power, all the powers of the adversary, Lord God, to tread upon the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 To walk, Lord God, upon the serpent.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, upon the dragon, upon the lion and the young lion, O Lord God. Hallelujah. You give us power, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
Over all the powers of the adversary, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we're seated with
yes,
you
Lord.
In heavenly places, high above all principalities and powers, might and dominion.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your
thank
word,
you, Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now bless your people, Lord God. Bless their minds, bodies, souls, and spirits, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. To understand, hallelujah, what faith is, Lord Jesus, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank God for the broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night, my brother and I will be back with Faith Part 3. My brother's going to tell you that, hey, the Word of God told us that we are to ask the Lord in faith.
Amen.
He's going to come with the word of God to show you, hey, this is what God requires of us. Don't forget, later on today, we have another broadcast coming on at 7 o'clock. Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, look for that broadcast tonight. And so tomorrow night, my brother and I, we will be back 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nate. We love you all. God bless and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.